Hello there, and welcome to a new week, and it's episode 337 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Great to see you today. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, but during the 31-day challenge known as the Dog Days of Podcasting, I'll be doing special shows on Saturday and Sunday. DDP will go until September 4th, and I would love to have your input for some of those weekend shows. Send me a question or two that you'd like me to answer. Could be anything about the Bible, Christian doctrine, or whatever you're curious about. Think of a question or two and email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question on the show, and chances are good that I will, I'll send you a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. All you gotta do is send a question for me to answer on one of the weekend DDP shows. Today we're on track 1, which brings us back to the book of 2 Samuel, chapters 9 and 10. Now, I'm recording this on Sunday night, and I'm running late. We normally don't have Sunday night church at my church, but tonight we did, and we had a guest speaker, our former senior pastor. As you probably know if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I'm the guy that runs the sound and video at church, so I had to do that tonight. Plus, after the service, several of us went out to dinner with our former pastor. So, I'm afraid I ran out of time to write any comments for after the reading today. So, after the reading, there will be no closing comments. I don't believe I've ever not written something to say, but there is a first time for everything, and let's face it, it's God's Word that is most important on the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, right? So, let's get to it. We'll read from the New English Translation, or NET Bible. Let's begin. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Then David asked, "Is anyone still left from the family of Saul, so that I may extend kindness to him for the sake of Jonathan?" Now there was a servant from Saul's house named Ziba, so he was summoned to David. The king asked him, "Are you Ziba?" He replied, "At your service." The king asked, "Is there not someone left from Saul's family that I may extend God's kindness to him?" Ziba said to the king, "One of Jonathan's sons is left. Both of his feet are crippled." The king asked him, "Where is he?" Ziba told the king, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Ammiel, in Lo Debar." So King David had him brought from the house of Machir, son of Ammiel, in Lo Debar. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David, he bowed low with his face toward the ground. David said, "Mephibosheth?" He replied, "Yes, at your service." David said to him, "Don't be afraid, because I will certainly extend kindness to you for the sake of Jonathan, your father. You will be a regular guest at my table." Then Mephibosheth bowed and said, "Of what importance am I, your servant, that you show regard for a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's attendant, and said to him, "Everything that belonged to Saul and to his entire house, I hereby give to your master's grandson. You will cultivate the land for him, you and your sons and your servants. You will bring its produce, and it will be food for your master's grandson to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will be a regular guest at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba said to the king, "Your servant will do everything that my lord the king has instructed his servant to do." So Mephibosheth was a regular guest at David's table, just as though he were one of the king's sons. Now Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. All the members of Ziba's household were Mephibosheth's servants. Mephibosheth was living in Jerusalem, for he was a regular guest at the king's table, but both his feet were crippled. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Later the king of the Ammonites died, and his son Hanan succeeded him. David said, "I will express my loyalty to Hanan, son of Nahash, just as his father was loyal to me." So David sent his servants with a message expressing sympathy over his father's death. When David's servants entered the land of the Ammonite officials said to their lord Hanan, "Do you really think David is trying to honor your father by sending these messengers to express his sympathy? No, David has sent his servants to you to get information about the city and spy on it so they can overthrow it." So Hanan seized David's servants and shaved off half of each one's beard. He cut the lower part of their robes off so that their buttocks were exposed, and then sent them away. Messengers told David what had happened, so he summoned them, for the men were thoroughly humiliated. The king said, "Stay in Jericho until your beards have grown again, then you may come back." When the Ammonites realized that David was disgusted with them, they sent and hired 20,000 foot soldiers from Aram Beth Rehob and Aram Zobah, in addition to 1,000 men from the king of Maacah and 12,000 men from Ishtob. When David heard the news, he sent Joab and the entire army to meet them. The Ammonites marched out and were deployed for battle at the entrance of the city gate, while the men from Aram Zobah, Rehob, Ishtob, and Maacah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the battle would be fought on two fronts, he chose some of Israel's best men and deployed them against the Arameans. He put his brother Abishai in charge of the rest of the army, and they were deployed against the Ammonites. Joab said, "If the Arameans start to overpower me, you come to my rescue. If the Ammonites start to overpower you, I will come to your rescue. Be strong. Let's fight bravely for the sake of our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what he decides is best." So Joab and his men marched out to do battle with the Arameans, and they fled before them. When the Ammonites saw the Arameans flee, they fled before his brother Abishai and went into the city. Joab withdrew from fighting the Ammonites and returned to Jerusalem. When the Arameans realized that they had been defeated by Israel, they consolidated their forces. Then Hadadezer sent for Arameans from beyond the Euphrates River, and they came to Helam. Shobach, the general in command of Hadadezer's army, led them. When David was informed, he gathered all Israel, crossed the Jordan River, and came to Helam. The Arameans deployed their forces against David and fought with him. The Arameans fled before Israel. David killed 700 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers. He also struck down Shobach, the general in command of the army, who died there. When all the kings who were subject to Hadadezer saw that they were defeated by Israel, they made peace with Israel and became subjects of Israel. The Arameans were no longer willing to help the Ammonites. May God bless the reading of His Word. If you have a comment, write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 337.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Also, don't forget to send in a question for me, steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, we're on track 2, which takes us back to the book of Hebrews. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.